MegaUpload.com. It's one of the world's most popular file sharing sites. The company was shut down yesterday on charges that it illegally shared movies, TV shows, and ebooks. It's a federal indictment from the U.S. that accuses the company of costing copyright holders at least $500 million in lost revenue. In retaliation, hacker groups went after several websites, including those of the Justice Department and Universal. Joining us now, Ira Rothkin, lawyer for MegaUpload.com, although we don't want to imply, Ira, that you support or encourage hacker groups. So, Ira, explain to me what the charges are against the co-founders of MegaUpload and why they've been apprehended.
Well, the charges stem from claims in the indictment by the government of criminal copyright infringement arising out of the MegaUpload file storage site. And essentially, without any notice and opportunity for MegaUpload to be heard by a court, the government seized MegaUpload's assets, closed down the file storage site, and in essence arrested numerous of the executives who are now in jail in New Zealand.
Let me ask you, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which it defends free speech and digital rights, released a statement that said, and I quote, "This kind of application of international criminal procedures to internet policy issues sets a terrifying precedent. If the United States can seize a Dutch citizen in New Zealand over a copyright claim, what is next?" Do you share those concerns?
Well, absolutely. Not only did the government use an overly aggressive process where it denied MegaUpload the ability for a court to hear it before there's essentially an injunction and a seizure of assets. But also, it creates a massive worldwide consumer protection and consumer privacy issue, because in seizing those assets, what they've basically done is they said, well, there are some folks who are using MegaUpload for good things, and they have to acknowledge that some folks, of course, are using it for bad things. And they decided to basically shut down the entire site and therefore confiscate all the consumer data and make it unavailable to the consumers who have spent money and they have photos and financial data and their own sensitive information stored in the cloud. That seems to be copyright extremism. And so there are serious issues, worldwide issues, and I think EFF is addressing them.
Well, let me ask you, in the minute that we have left, Ira, do your clients dispute the fact that MegaUpload makes it possible to share illegal copyrighted material?
MegaUpload, as a cloud storage company, makes storage available for people to use for good and bad things, just like YouTube does. Now, the allegations against YouTube in federal court in New York are very similar, and those are civil, and YouTube won. So we feel very strongly that these allegations against MegaUpload are without merit and made in the criminal context. It's a case of first impression, and we're going to vigorously defend this case.
Ira Rothkin is a lawyer for MegaUpload.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Celeste.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.